The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
You know, I don't think Jim and Misty could have led this service out any better. That was the exact words. Those are the kinds of things that the Lord has been speaking to me, so I know the Spirit's moving, training us. He's been taking us through this series. Again, this is, rest assured, it's all Him. I'm not this organized. It really is. I watch him do it, I'm like, oh, I think he's trying to get me into routine and organization. I think that's going to be better for all of us moving forward as we advance his kingdom. So, Father, I do thank you for this day, Father. I thank you for the opportunity we have to declare your word across this region, across the airwaves, Father. I thank you for your people, Father. Father, you're about people. You're always about relationship, Father. You know, you sent your Son to relate to us, to provide a way. Where there wasn't a way, you provided the way. And Father, help us to relate to you, to advance your kingdom, to represent you well here, Father, that those that don't know you would come to know you as Savior first and then as Lord. Father, we just thank you for this great opportunity you give us every single day we draw breath. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So again, God has established all believers in Christ into that position of authority. And we as the body must stay in that position. And we've been talking about the different things that influence us to come out of position. We started with selfishness. We're in the middle of fear. I think we're probably actually towards the end of fear. And then the next one's pride. Ooh, get ready. Get ready. But you know, they all three go together all the time, you know? Those things have to be crucified daily because they come up in daily life. The area of fear that I'm going to talk about today is worry, anxiety. Yeah, oh, boy. You know, it's that, even when you don't think you worry, you know, what I mean, we've got all the songs, don't worry about a thing, every little thing will be all right, don't worry, be happy. You know, those are fun songs to sing, and then you find yourself looking at your checkbook and starting to worry, or looking at your grass that hadn't been cut, and you can start worrying about that, or wood that hadn't been split, or what, I didn't look at anybody, but you know, there's a million things, you know, people can worry about. You know, I talked to my daughter from college, and, you know, you got a big test, right? So that's a lot of worry, right? Then you talk to someone in the hospital, and they're concerned about a diagnosis. You know, it's all anxiety. It's all worry. We weight them differently, but it's all sent at you to get you out of position. Whether you weigh it as big or little, in God's eyes, it's all the same. He's beyond all of that. He knows where he wants you in eternity. And when you're in Christ, you're secure there. I mean, and if you have that thought, really, and you can take that perspective, is there anything to worry about? No. Yet, do I? Yes. And so my soul man has to grow into that perspective that he has. Amen? And so let's look at a scripture today. Let's go to Matthew 6, verse 25. I'm starting 25. Reading out of the New King James. It's red. Escuchen bien. Let's pay attention, right? Therefore I say to you, do not worry. You can just underline that and we can finish the sermon, right? If he said it, it's true. He says, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat, what you'll drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? cubit was a length. But so why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of those. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? And then what does he say? Oh, you of little faith. There's a clue right there. Jesus is giving you a pretty good clue. If you're worrying about this stuff, what are you lacking? Faith. Remember, faith and fear try to occupy the same space. Where one is operating, the other one can't exist. And as Misty and Jim were saying, what's operating? You know, thoughts are coming all the time, right? They really did lay the foundation for today. Therefore, well, what did it just say? Look right above. Faith. Therefore, do not worry saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? What are we going to do? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. We say it every service. Who supplies all our needs according to his riches? Who does? He does, right? And then 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In the Amplified, verse 33 says, but seek, aim at, and strive after first of all his kingdom and his righteousness. Now listen to this. His way of doing and being right, which is what Jim was saying. It's not my way. You know, again, as you look back on life perspective, there was a way I thought was right. There's a way I thought doing things that was the right way. When people didn't do it that way, they were wrong. What was I worried about? The way. I wasn't worried about the person. You know, when you go different places, I was thinking about this. You go different places in the world. I haven't been to lots of places, but I've been to a few. And, you know, in some places of the world, you know what the front porch is for? For the couch you used to have. It goes to the front porch. I'm serious. No, that couch is the one you used to have, and now it goes to the front porch, and you need a couch on your front porch. Right? I'm serious. And that's where the couch goes. And you go sit on the couch on your front porch. I don't care if it's raining, whatever, it blows, and that couch is there. The dog lays on it, everything. And you know what? To some people, that would be like, ugh. Look at, to some people, that would be like, ugh. To me, that's all my family. And we're going to go sit on that couch, and we're going to visit. It's too hot inside anyway. It's too hot outside too, but we're going to go sit on that couch. And we're going to relate to each other. And yet to some people that would be trashy or whatever. It doesn't matter what you thought when you drove by and saw that couch. The people inside the building who own the couch, they matter. Does that make sense? I mean, God was just showing me that. I don't know why. Because he wanted me to tell you. I don't know why I thought of that. It's his way of doing and being right. And what does it say? And then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. Meaning our perspective always has to be from him. And here's the trick. We get to have his perspective because we have his spirit inside of us and we have the mind of Christ. That's what the word says. So I get to be privy to the way he thinks about things. If I'll stop and listen, like Jim said. I got to stop and listen. I can't be telling him about how trashy, poor Will and Lori, how trashy our neighbors are up there. They got their couch on the porch. You don't have to drop them out. How trashy that stuff is. My wife's like, Yeah, you have to show you. You have to go real high. What they got going up there? I mean, it's so much more important to have his perspective, and we get to, because you know, and you know, Jim told the story about my number six. You guys remember my number six? I had to go back to the office and catch a guy and rewrite the six, and I was mad, and I was. I didn't have perspective because I wasn't there about rewriting a thing on a form for him. I was there to minister to him, and he needed that. The person that I met, they needed that. Getting the story straight. I mean, because we can't know all the things. And when we assume we do, well, that's the pride one. We'll talk about that next week. You know, so many times we assume that this is the right way to do this thing. When I don't have perspective, and I get worried about it not being right. And I worry about what somebody else is going to think. I'm not thinking at all about the Father. I'm not thinking at all about what he cares about. And folks, newsflash, he cares about people. He doesn't care about the thing. Do you know there's probably a million ways to do that thing that'll get it done? Really? And it'll get done the same either way. Yeah, but it didn't look good getting done. Or it wasn't efficient. How do you know what efficient was? Maybe you needed to take twice as long doing that thing for some reason that you have no idea about. When we start trying to, and it is, it's a battle, to gain heavenly perspective, it's work. It's simple, me telling you, be spirit-led. Have you heard that before here? It's not easy. Why? Because our own ways of doing things, our own predispositions, the enemy, well, if you don't do it this way, this could happen, and this could happen, and this could happen, and then this could happen, and all these things could happen, which is worry and anxiety. And, I mean, no one could quantify this, but of all the things you've worried about in your life, how many of those came true? The percentage will be small. I guarantee it. I can't quantify it, but I'm going to just tell you, small. You worried about a billion things between 2 and 4 in the morning, and not one of those billion came true. But you spent a lot of time, a lot of antacids. Oh, I know. I got a whole bag of them. You think I'm teasing? Uh-uh. But the thing is that's not where it was. And when I finally got tired of myself, ever got tired of yourself? Yeah, you just got tired of yourself. What did I finally do? Daddy, help. Jesus, help. What do you think about this? You know, a few times he told me, I don't think about it at all. Really? Yeah. That's not where you need to be spending any energy, man. Oh. And then you'd ask the next question, what am I supposed to be praying about, thinking about, seeking? And he shows you. Go to Philippians 4. You knew this one was coming. Philippians 4, I'm going to read 6 through 9. I'm reading out of the New King James first. Be anxious for nothing. Again, some of these are so clear. I mean, it's just like, okay. But in everything. Okay, so there's a directive. Be anxious for nothing. How? In everything, by prayer. Okay, in supplication, when you look it up, it goes with prayer. The Greek word doesn't separate it. By prayer and supplication. Look, they're not two things. Supplication is, it's an earnest, humble position talking to God. That's what that means. By prayer and supplication means, look, I'm working on this anxious for nothing thing, God. You got to show me how. And I'm in a position to receive what you show me. That's what that means. And thanksgiving. Again, another position. Another position you're putting yourself in saying, look, I'm going to the one who knows everything about everything. I have an open heart to what he's going to say. And before he says, I'm thanking him. I'm thankful I have this Father who loves me so much, who gave me a spirit. who sent his son to die for me. That's who we serve. I'm thankful, right? Let your requests be made known to God. Talk to him. He's not upset when you say, listen, God, I have been anxious for some things. I know you tell me not to. I'm coming to you because I don't want to be. I want to follow what you're saying. I'm trying to train my soul into this position where I'm anxious for nothing, but I'm not there yet. Help me. Help me with this. You know, the test came this way, Lord. I'm afraid for my health. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about my cousin. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about whatever that is. It's okay to tell him. He already knows. Okay? He knows the enemy's been taking that worry stick and beating you with it. He's seen it. He doesn't like it any more than you do. But you do have a part to play in this. Going to him in a position, being thankful, and then talking to him about it. Look what it says, verse 7, it says, and. So this is a whole string of events that is happening. Look what happens next. The peace of God. The peace that was available to you the whole time by the Spirit that's residing inside of you. It's his peace. It surpasses understanding, meaning all the time you spent worrying and trying to figure it out, it's beyond you. And there's pride there too. We'll get to that next week. Right? It surpasses understanding. It says, will guard. It says, might come and help. Might just may. No, it says it will guard. What? Your heart, your soul, man, and your mind. It will guard. His peace will guard. It will. You've done the things. It will, because he does what he says he'll do. And it says, through Christ Jesus. You know that song, through Christ the gates of heaven swung wide? Listen, forget not all his benefits. You know, Jesus provided us with every benefit, every one of them in the heavenly places. And then it says, finally, brethren. Why do you think he wrote this right after? Listen to it. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate is heavy thinking. I look up these words because I think I know what they mean, and I don't think I always know they mean what they think they mean. Indigo Montoya. I don't think that means what you think they mean. You were thinking it. Heavy thinking. On what? On what's been plaguing you and bothering you? Because I guarantee, folks, we've done some heavy thinking on the things the enemy wants you to think about. The heavy thinking on the bank account, the diagnosis, the relationship, the roof, whatever. The truck, whatever. The grade, you know. He says, don't do your meditating there. Put your mind here. Put your mind on these things. Train your soul to go where I'm taking you, which are these places. And then Paul writes it out. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do. And it says, and the God of peace will be with you. He'll be with you, won't leave you. He gave us, you know, God gave us, the Apostle Paul, to write out so much of the New Testament so that we can read what God was saying, but he was also walking it out. This is the same God who was a part of murdering Stephen. This is the same guy. And he's telling everybody, listen, what you're watching me do now, do. He'd come a long way. I think it was at the last men's. You guys will have to tell me. It could have been the last one, could have been a couple before. But, you know, they do their presentations up there. They do plays and kind of movie stuff. And so what they'll do up there is they'll They'll like show you some of the movie and then cut to a scene, and then the people will come out on the stage and then act out that part, and then they'll go and then you'll watch the next part on. It's kind of interesting, kind of cool how they do it. But they were doing the Apostle Paul and kind of going through his life. And of course, you know, they start with him holding the coats, and they kill Stephen, right? And at the end, it's where Paul is about to be martyred. And of course, he dies, and he cuts to heaven. Powerful. The first one he sees is Stephen. Bright face, happy man. What you do here matters, and it doesn't matter where you've been, so quit worrying about that too. It matters where you're going. It matters what you're putting out to other people. And when you're worried, and worry carries a heaviness, doesn't it? People see it and they feel it. Listen, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. You're going to feel the worry, right? You're going to feel it. But fight it with the tools he gave you by his word. Man. Let's read it in the Passion. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled request before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. That's relationship, people. Verse 7, then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. Thank you, Lord. Verse 9, put into practice the example of all that you have heard from me or seen in my life, and the God of peace will be with you in all these things. See, in John 14, verse 27, I'm going to read it in the Amplified. It's Jesus is talking. Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. And then it says, do not let. There's choices, guys. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. You're going to feel worry. Don't let it stay. When it comes knocking, you open the door, you see it's worry, say, not here. You're not allowed here. And you have to immediately fill that space and time with God's word, the things he's telling you to think about. And you better say it out loud. That's why there's scripture confessions books out there. Grab three. They say grab one, not grab three. Because you need one for your car, you need one for your bathroom, you need one by your bed. By experience. I'm telling you. Because you need it out of your mouth. Because you've got to fill it. Because Satan is trying to fill between your ears with everything in the world to worry about. And the enemy uses the news, the TV, your neighbor. And they get excited if you don't get worried with them. That whole bailing water, right? They're excited. Jesus is sleeping. You need to be worried. Well, and there was stuff that they thought was pretty real. And again, the enemy's going to make it real. But what's really authentic? His word. What's really true? His word. Not what somebody's telling you. Simple, but not easy. Please don't think I'm up here saying, well, look at me. I just do it easily. It's a fight. But let me tell you something. I may or may not have been in a few fights in my life. You won't win if you don't swing. And the fight you're in, you will win if you don't quit. because of who side you're on and who's in you. But let me tell you something. He didn't say to just sit there and take it. Oh, I'm just worried. But Jesus will come save me someday. He came to save you today, right now. And he gave you tools to put the enemy under your feet. He's already there, but he wants you to stomp and stand in that position and stay there where he's under your feet. Don't let him get out from under there and tell you all the lies that he wants to tell you. And you know what? Newsflash, you're going to do better sometimes than others. So I'm going to get to that verse in a minute. Receive the grace he gives you. God gives you grace. That's favor. That means I didn't earn it. That means I wasn't perfect and then I got the grace. Thank God. Yes. Right? I better get to that verse. Let me get there. Psalm 55, verse 22. I'm going to read it in the Amplified first. It says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it. Doesn't that just feel good? Whew. I'm not saying the thing isn't real that's trying to get your attention. The facts are it probably is real. The truth is, facts change. Amen? That's faith in action, by the way. And he will sustain you. It doesn't say you'll sustain yourself. It doesn't say that you'll do so good at this that you'll be able to sustain yourself then. No. I'm completely dependent on him. Completely. Because my independence got me in trouble. Every single time. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Who will not allow it? He will. Not you doing things right. It's not you that won't allow it by all the stuff. It says he won't allow it. He won't allow it because you cast that burden. Listen to the passion. This is so good. It's the same word David used in the Psalm 27. It says, so here's what I've learned through it all. He learned a couple things through it all. What all? Being a little shepherd boy cast out because he was the runt. Being the runt who brings the food and facing the giant. Being the anointed king who has to run off and act crazy and be gone. This is what he's saying. This is what I've learned through it all. Leave all your cares and anxieties at the feet of the Lord. If you're going to leave them at his feet, you got to go to him. You ain't going to leave. You ain't going to hold on to him and never go to him and end up leaving him at his feet. No. I'm not saying you don't have them. You have them. What are you going to do with them? You're going to take them to him and you're going to leave them with him because he's the one not going to allow these things to happen. You see, it says after you've done these things, you've left your cares and anxieties at the feet of the Lord. You've done that, right? What happens? It says, and measureless grace will strengthen you. I'm pretty smart. I know what measureless means. You can't measure it. I passed Miss Jackson's class. I love that word. You can't measure it. You can't measure the favor that he is gonna strengthen you with. But the weight of those cares and anxieties, he wants.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton.
Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Troubled sea, whoa.